Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's Two-Lane Choosing is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us. Coach, you're always looking for a little bit of meat on the bone to get on your players about. But when you win 71-20, man, that bone don't have too much meat left on it.
Well, we did some good things. I appreciate you guys having me on. We did some good things on Saturday. We gave up 270-yard plays, too, though. So we got a lot to improve upon. It ain't all good. Trust me. We gave up 20 points, you know what I mean? So we could have played a lot better. But all in all, you get a chance to win a game by 51, you'll take that most Saturdays for sure.
No question.
Yeah, Coach Summerall, you know, I remember no matter what level, high school, college, or pros, whatever, and you never stay the same. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And I look all of a sudden, you know, I'm looking at Southeastern, how you put it to them, and how competitive you're right there, and maybe had opportunities against Kansas State at home. Look at official call, and then at Oklahoma, then you look at UL, you're able to finish the deal. But the last 2 weeks, boy, South Florida, and look how they played Alabama, two seasons back-to-back down to the wire, and then at UAB, like Mike was just saying, boy, that means definitely you're trending in the right direction. So how do you keep the players focused? And, you know, one snap and clear, what have you done for me lately? So to keep them humble with Rice coming to town and at North Texas and, you know, and just looking at the upcoming games because you don't want to be like on a roller coaster where you don't have that stability and you could build upon what you did against, especially as of late, against South Florida and UAB.
No, you're dead on. I think, you know, I share all the time with our guys, complacency is a killer. And as soon as you start to feel comfortable, somebody's going to expose you. You know, and you got to earn it every Saturday. You got to earn it with your preparation during the week. And I use the analogy with our guys all the time. I say, you know, people love McDonald's because you can order a Big Mac in New Orleans or a Big Mac in Hong Kong, and it's a Big Mac. Well, when you play Tulane football, we need to be consistent with the product we deliver. We need to bring it every Saturday. We need to, you know, don't be up and down. And I do think the early schedule being challenging. I think playing at Kansas State, playing at Oklahoma, I think those teams, you know, they callous you, they harden you, they make you ready for the long haul. You just hope to come out of the other side of those games healthy. You want to get the win, obviously, but you play those types of teams, and I think it prepares you for the conference schedule to some degree. And you go, man, we're pretty battle tested. We played some good competition, and we've hung in there. Like you said, we wire to wire with Kansas State. And then really the Oklahoma game, I think maybe in a weird way is one of my prouder moments of this year's team, even though it wasn't a win. We got down 21-0 and played as bad as we could play for about the first 20 minutes of the game. And you're sitting there in the fourth quarter with the ball twice, and it's 24-19. And we got a chance to score and go take the lead. And I think it shows that we got some grit, we got some toughness, we got a group that's going to be resilient, going to fight no matter what the scoreboard says. And I've challenged them, man, I don't care – if we're up by 20, down by 20, the way we play the game should look the same no matter what.
Now, you know, Coach, what about always look at the trigger man with Mensah? I mean, and how he's matured with that quarterback position. It seems like he got that it factor and that kind of swag that you need. And he's aggressive. I mean, it seems like he plays with a lot of confidence. Just comment on where his development and where he's at. You know, and he's not the first one. I want to say to come to, from California to Tulane, old school, it's like J.P. Lossman. I want to say, Mike, wasn't that the Buffalo Bills quarterback in that one time?
He was the first-round pick of the then Washington Redskins.
Yeah, and then he ended up with the Bills or something. Yeah. It was like, yeah, like, but he came from California to Tulane. So, Coach, you get them wherever they come from, right?
Hey, we'll take them from wherever. Yeah, it's funny you bring up J.P. J.P.'s actually – working in an off-the-field role at Oklahoma, and JP and I text probably about once a week. And California quarterbacks have been good to Tulane in the history. And Mensah's a really, you know, he's got a level of poise and calmness and confidence that I think is unique for a freshman. You know, he's a redshirt freshman who never played a college snap till the Southeastern Louisiana game. And so he's got just an easy way about him. You know, there's been some good. There's been some learning moments, too. But I think he's got 9 touchdowns now and 2 interceptions on the year, and he's played quality football, and I think he's getting better and better. And, you know, the urgency piece on some things we got to still detail out and be better at. But I like the growth he's made. He's really operating from a really good place at the quarterback position for us. And if you got the right trigger, man, you always got a chance, you know. And so I think it's been fun to watch him kind of come into his own and make this his team and bring it every week.
Coach, one of the things that happened in a game like this, that you have a big lead at halftime, and you know you're going to play the reserves, and yet you really don't want to kind of run the score up, but you can't tell your guys, hey, you've been practicing all this time, don't score if you get a chance. You know, because they've been practicing hard. They want to get an opportunity to showcase their skill set to the coaches, yourself, out there. And so what was the mindset at halftime with that big lead and how you were going to finish it in the second half? I will say this, your second and third string, man, they rolled up some yardage and points too.
No doubt. Well, our kid that's really been our fifth string running back had 10 carries for 85 yards. I mean, he had a great day. His name's Jamari McClory. He's a true freshman, actually an Alabama kid. You know, the challenge to the guys at halftime, kind of like I said a minute ago, I don't care what the scoreboard says. We play to our standard, and it doesn't matter up or down. Man, we want to bring it in a manner that people respect the way we play the game. And you only get 12 opportunities in the regular season to play a college football game. People, you know, it always kind of drives me crazy. People say, well, how do you get your team ready to play each week? Well, I'm like, we'll only get 12 of them and work our ass off all year. And if you work that hard and you can't get ready to play in 12 of them, then you got a problem. And so I don't want to, you know, concede anything in the game. Now, we weren't trying to score 70 points as a team. That wasn't the goal. I don't ever really desire to do that. But at the end of the day, 6 of those touchdowns were rushing. A lot of that came at the end of the game. And I'm not going to tell our guys to tackle themselves. I'm going to tell them to go play hard. And, you know, they worked their tail off and earned the opportunity to playing games. I want them to get better. And it was fun watching. Man, we had a center that's a true freshman playing a lot in the second half. We had a couple of young offensive tackles in the game, a true freshman running back. It's fun watching those youngsters. We had a true freshman get an interception on Saturday. It's fun watching them, you know, reap the benefits of all their hard work.
Now, Coach Summerall, you come over from Troy and highly successful. If anybody follows football, they knew who you were. If I'm looking at you, able to win 23 games, 2 conference titles, and then you come from Troy to Tulane, and you know how football is in the Deep South and how it's a priority from Texas all going east along the Deep South, and Troy being in Alabama. And the question I have for you is, because fans ask me this all the time, like, I look on your schedule, and, you know, like playing Southeastern, I think it's a good thing, and then you playing at Louisiana or at UL or whether that would be in New Orleans. But they want to know, I'm not saying it has to happen every year, but I think you'd probably be for this. Why don't Tulane play LSU at least once every 2 or 3 years? And you know, would you be in favor? Because are we not going to go to Yeoman Stadium? You know, LSU fans or their administration with the revenue. But would you be willing to play LSU, let's say, in the Superdome and then play in Tiger Stadium to have that kind of rotation to maybe – because that's what the fans want to see. The fans actually, I said, I don't know. I'm not in charge. I mean, they want to know. Bobby, I remember when I was growing up, you know, and I remember we'd always go to LSU Tulane games. They had the loser,
the wheelbarrow
race. The loser would have to push the other, you know, it would be a Tulane pushing the LSU fan.
Only
in
Louisiana, yeah. The wheelbarrow.
I mean, so do you see there's a future for that? You know, like the way game has changed, name, image, and likeness and all that. But I think it's just, you know, it's good for all the schools. But to me, there's nothing better than LSU and Tulane within Louisiana if they'd have that. I'm not saying every year. That's probably not probable. But maybe be on a schedule, maybe some kind of rotation that you may be playing like 4 times in a decade.
Yeah, I think playing in-state games in general is a tremendous idea. You know, the schedules get made far enough out that I haven't had a whole lot of say in who we played these next year or two. But I have met with our administration, and I voiced, you know, I think the scheduling model we should have is play a Power Four opponent every year, an SEC opponent preferably, and why not the closest one to home? You know, I mean, I think that's good for our state. And then play an FCS game every year, a Southeastern, a Nichols, a Grambling, a Southern, an in-state FCS game. And then play two group of fives, if you will, or whatever they're called, and that could be Lafayette, Monroe, whoever, you know, and La Tech. What, like, Southern Miss is not in-state, but it's fairly regional. I think that's good for our state. It's good for football in this geographic region, and I'm all for it. I'd much rather everybody, you know, I think you're going to get a better crowd for us and for whoever. You're gonna have more people interested in the game at Tiger Stadium that's Tulane versus LSU than you are UCLA versus LSU, you know. And so I think that'd get a better attendance for them and for us wherever we play it. And, you know, I don't care if we play at Tad Gormley. We'll play wherever, you know. I mean, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. That's my motto. Like, I ain't worried about – we'll play whoever, wherever. And I think the in-state matchups are great matchups for the entire state of Louisiana.
Coach, I don't think anything gets a crowd more excited than one, a defensive score, if it's off an interception or a scoop and score, or a return. And Rayshon Pleasant, he's making this a habit that you'd like to see continue with a 100-yard kickoff return. Man, and that does something to a team, to the crowd, to get excited. And, man, he's electrifying with the ball in his hands. And you could tell he's got field vision. Now, again, you got to make sure the kicker don't tackle you one-on-one, because you'll never hear the end of it. But, man, that, to me, really sparked this football team, that 100-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, Rayshon, you had one against Louisiana Lafayette a couple weeks ago, and had the one Saturday against UAB. There's nothing like scoring in special teams on a return or scoring on defense to get your team kind of started and get them fired up. And, you know, when you have a returner back there that's hit a couple of home runs, man, it's amazing how everybody on the kickoff return team wants to block a little harder because they believe in what we got going on. And I learned a long time ago, I've got a background, I was a special teams coordinator before becoming a head coach several years ago. And, man, having the right returner is about half the battle. You put the right guy back there and get the ball in his hands, you got a chance.
Coach, I know the happiest guy about that, other than Rayshon, is Greg McMahon.
Max, a beauty, man. He's a phenomenal teacher. He runs a meeting as good as anybody I've ever been around. He's great at doing the scheme stuff. Our guys play so hard for him. I could not be more honored to have Greg on our staff. He's just such a great piece to what we're doing. And when we returned the one on Saturday, we both looked at each other and said, it's nice having the right returner back there on the field. We didn't think we blocked it great. And we went and watched it on the tape, and we actually blocked it pretty good too. But Max is a stud. He's a great football guy. I mean, he's the kind of guy that makes going in the building fun every day to work with is Greg McMahon. That's for dang sure.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it. And, man, best of luck. And your teams always have caught fire midseason on. So, man, you well along the way again this year.
Yeah, I know you're not going to overlook Rice, but North Texas. And how about Navy? Look at the Navy and Army. So Navy down the road. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those games. All right, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.